Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
There are many reasons to celebrate in this dark time of year. We gather with family and friends to exchange gifts and well wishes. We donate to the needy. We rejoice in the brightness of the Christmas tree, the festive lights, and the Yule log. But my favorite aspect of this season is the communal singing. There is such a warm, fuzzy feeling when you join together with other people in common voice. We often do this at sporting events, theater, and other performances where we clap, cheer, or just plain yell, and it feels mighty fine. America is a very diverse nation, an assemblage of people and cultures from all over the world. We often have little in common, but there is one fairly narrow area in which many of us overlap. And that is in the singing of Christmas carols. The words of these simple songs, at least the first verse, are known to most of us. Carols are the most secular of all religious music. In Latin, cora rula meant one who accompanies a chorus on a reed instrument, and a related word meant circle dance. So the word carol originally meant a round dance and the song accompanying it. The leader sang the verses, while the dancer sang the recurring refrain or chorus. The church originally looked down on this singing as being too pagan and banned it, but legend has it that St. Francis of Assisi introduced the songs into the church in the 13th century. This was the first time carols, and not hymns, were sung at a church service. They rapidly gained popularity, and eventually the dancing fell away and only the songs were left. During the Victorian era, the writing and singing of Christmas carols reached a zenith. The common denominator then and today is that the singing of carols thoroughly imbue us with a spirit of joy and play. We love to sing, and this is the only time of year when our collective voices gain in timbre, volume, and spirit. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.